Your thoughts on that 2-2 draw tonight, Ryan?
I'm pleased that we didn't get beat. We showed great character to come back from 2-1 down at half time, and you know, in the second half performance was superb, and the character and the determination and the willingness to take the game by the horns by our girls was fantastic. And to be honest, in the second half I thought there was only going to be one team to take a result, but unfortunately that didn't go our way.
Yeah, there was a lot of celebration on the Crusaders' side at the draw at the end, wasn't there?
Yeah, I don't know actually what the Crusaders' ones were celebrating. Maybe somebody scored in the men's game or something, I'm not too sure, but they were pretty happy, and I don't see how a draw benefited both parties there, because Crusaders obviously had to win their last three games to try and take the title. But no, that's just the way it goes now, and you know, we have one more league game to go. I think that guarantees a second, so it's a lot better. Our league position last year was fourth. This year it's going to be second, so to me that's progression, and I'm happy. Although disappointed with tonight's result, I'm still happy with the progression that this club's made.
So many positives: record number of points, highest position in the league. You know, we're in the league title race right to the end. You know, so many positives, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It's that last season. You know, I think Glentoran had won the league with five games to go. You know, this year they've won it now, going into maybe the second last game of the season, so they haven't had it easy. But it's great for the women's league in general, because it's been competitive and they haven't got it easy. So, you know, it's just good for the women's game, I suppose.
Tonight was a great game, you know, and we were really pushing hard in the last half hour to try and get that winner.
Yeah, we said at half time, you know, we had to make changes, we had to take the game by the bull by the horns, and we did that. And to me, you know, we hit the crossbar twice. The goalkeepers made some good saves, and we scored two goals. So yes, I'm actually sitting here now, not knowing how didn't win the game.
And we had 2 14-year-olds on the pitch at the end. Mm. You know, the future's great, isn't it?
Definitely these two players in the squad tonight, and also Louise McDaniel, who hasn't been in since some of the players have come back. But there's some young players coming through, and they've showed great ability and great technical ability, and that's a credit to their coaches before. It's a credit to them being involved in the Northern Ireland ladies setup, because you can obviously see they've been coached at a high level, and to make a step up here at 14 years of age to play in senior women's football and not look out of place, it's definitely a big step.
The competitive nature of that game, I mean, would you have seen a better game anywhere in the country, you know, at this stage of the season?
I think it had everything. First half, players hitting bars, feisty tackles going in, some great passages of play from both teams. And, you know, I think the women's game here is very, very underestimated. And I can actually speak for my coaching staff and for my playing staff that the level of commitment, the level of hard work, the training sessions at an elite level, there's a lot of work goes in, and to me it's as equal as playing in the Premiership in the Irish League here.
A lot to play for, two cup finals still to go.
Yep, still got two cup finals to go. Monday's obviously going to be very, very difficult, but hopefully we get the girls in on Sunday. Let's get to see Ash, the physio, see if anybody's picked up any knocks or niggles, and then we look forward to Monday, I suppose.
Well done tonight, and obviously on behalf of everyone at Linfield Football Club, all the very best in our attempts to retain the Irish Cup on Monday.
Thank you.